As I've been saying, there are a lot of things that have been changing in the world of work over the last few years. Businesses nowadays are having to work harder to recruit people with talent. You see, what people have realized, and this in fact has become a sort of management tenet, is that what really gives a company an edge is its staff. In other words, to get ahead of your competitors, you've got to have better staff. This seems to be right across the board and in almost all fields, but the fiercest rivalry has been amongst firms in the technology and financial sectors. And better staff means better managers, better computer programmers, better receptionists, and better drivers. Everyone. Interestingly, you know, this phenomenon started off in the West, but that's been changing, and now it's characteristic of emerging economies as well, where shortages of skilled personnel are becoming more acute. Just take the South Indian town of Bangalore, which for years has been a place where a lot of computer-based work has been outsourced for companies around the world. In a sense, it's become a victim of its own success, and it's thought that soon there may well be vacancies for software engineers, by some estimates, as many as 200,000. Amazing, isn't it? But why is it happening? Well, in Bangalore, the answer is its booming IT industry that attracts customers from all over the world. In Europe, on the other hand, the birth rate has been falling, and so university populations have shrunk. There are fewer skilled people to go round. More and more of the skilled workforce is made up of people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. In fact, many of us could easily find ourselves working on well into our 70s. Another cause of the situation is bad planning. What I mean by that is that an excessive number of students are actually doing what I'd call the wrong subjects at university. For example, history, philosophy, and literature, things which interest them, not vocational courses, which lead to the sorts of jobs which are in demand nowadays. Also, workforces are becoming more diverse. That's one of the byproducts of globalization. Increasingly, organizations employ people in different countries to work together on the same project, and so multinational companies have difficulty finding people with the necessary management skills to coordinate such diverse teams and workforces. How to deal with the problem? Well, it's not easy to attract good people when there's such a choice of people and places to work. Raising salaries could be an option for some employers, but the trouble with that is that the company's costs rise and they risk pricing themselves out of the market. However, to deal with this situation, many organizations are becoming more